Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Hi, Anthony here with WPPI 2014 Conference and Expo. And I'm talking to Justin Staley, and he is with Fujifilm. And we're going to go over some of the new products that they have for us. Hey, welcome, Justin.
Hi, great to be here. Just quickly, since we're here at the Instax share area, the Instax share is this brand new printer. So it allows me to take files from my smartphone, smart media device, and transmit them to make Instax prints from them. So I can take a picture with my iPhone, send it to this, and I get a one-off Instax print. It's also got its own app, and there's lots of things we can do with that. There's frames we can put around pictures. There's also some tagging that it can do where it can use the GPS data, mark the file, when it was taken, how many, you know, friends in it, temperature, weather conditions. But there's lots of cool things I can do with it. There's also the Mini 90. This little guy, the new Instax camera, is fairly new on the marketplace. You know, has that classic sort of vintage look to it that everyone really, really loves.
Kind of squarish.
Yeah, but it's got that silver and black look to it, so it really has a more of a vintage camera feel and not a little bit of an unusual, typical instant camera look to it.
Okay, so let me just real quick regroup this. This is actually a old performance of a Land camera. It used to be a SX70 type, mm-hmm. where you get instant photos. So she said 90 seconds. So is that about right?
That's about right, yeah. Yeah.
So full color, all you would need is your instant film. Mm-hmm. So Fujifilm is back to film, mm-hmm. pretty much, you know, with this thing. How much is retail on this? It's $199, I believe she said. So that's a pretty good deal. And then, of course, you have to buy the what they call Instax Mini. Tell us about the exciting other products that you have.
Well, on the X Series side, on the X Series cameras, we've got the X100S Black. So the classic X100 rangefinder type camera with a fixed lens on it, 35 millimeter type, with a hybrid optical and electronic viewfinder. Uh-huh. That camera is now available in black. So a lot of professionals like black cameras, so that's there. We've got the new 56 millimeter F1.2 lens, so an 85-1.2 equivalent portrait lens. Really nice fast glass for portraits. We're also showing the 10-24 zoom, so a wide angle zoom, a 15 to about 35 millimeter lens on the wide side for the X system. And then we also have the X-T1 here. Yeah, which is our new flagship camera. It looks more like a DSLR, but it's actually an EVF camera. So
interchangeable lens on that?
Yep, interchangeable lenses on it, APS-C chip. It takes all of our XF mount lenses. And it's really great. The thing about this camera to check out, though, is the classic style controls. Actually having an ISO dial up on top, along with a shutter speed dial and other controls, you know, drive control, metering controls. The EVF is amazing. So,
I don't know if it's on.
It's on. It's changing over. It's got an iStart function on it.
So I put my eye to it. Oh, yeah. I have the Fuji X-E1, mm-hmm. and there was some issues with the movement, you know, the delayed.
This right here, this camera, the delay lag on it is 0.005 seconds.
Almost nothing,
yeah. I mean, it's, and the other kicker on it is, the other thing that they've improved is the frame rate. We're running at 54 frames a second on the EVF in daylight and in darkness. Before, what would usually happen is the EVF would slow down when the light level fell. You lose your frame rate. So you start to see the jitters. You start to see things being, you know, choppy. This camera, if you look really hard in really certain particular situations, you might catch a glimpse of flutter. But to most people, I actually had a friend whose daughter picked it up and said, argued with her father, who's a professional photographer, where's the mirror? This camera's got a mirror in it. She couldn't believe it didn't have a mirror in it.
It's a mirrorless camera.
It's a mirrorless camera, yes.
Electronic viewfinder.
This camera, the body is $1,299.
Here, what lens is this?
This is the 23 millimeter lens, so it's a 35 millimeter equivalent.
Crop factor,
1.5.
Okay, 1.5.
PSC size chip.
So that sensor,
yeah.
It's almost equivalent to some of the SLR.
It's basically the same size as an entry level SLR camera, but in a much smaller package.
Fantastic. Then anything else, any other new products? Because you've got a bunch of things happening.
That's really a new products launch this year. It's a Photokina year. We'll always have a couple tricks up our sleeves for Photokina in the fall. But that's really pretty much it. It's our 80th anniversary of film, so we're happy to be celebrating that. But that's all that we have that's brand new at this point.
Great. I appreciate it. And then, of course, the website would be to check things out.
Is fujifilm.com.
Is there a WPPI special promo code for anybody coming by?
There's no promo codes for the actual show. Fuji is running a lot with the X series, a lot of instant rebates right now. On the XF lenses, there's anywhere from about $150 to $200 of rebate on those lenses running right now. You don't have to be at the show. There's no codes for that, unfortunately. So it's all instant rebates. We're also running some deals on some bodies where we got some rebates on bodies right now of around $100.
Now, of course, you can buy it BH, Photo Video, Adorama, Amazon, and all of that, right?
Those are all dealers of ours, yes.
Okay, great. Well, I thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And, of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time. So long.